Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but that's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
Hey, you sexy V. You guys know what time it is. It's time for Real Talk with Miss V. That's right. I'm your host, Miss V, the tour lady out of the V. And I got my co-host, Greg, out of the OKC. What's up, Greg?
Oh, enjoying the rain that we're getting now. And lots of it.
You know what? It rained earlier today. It's supposed to be warm for the rest of the week, which I'm happy about because my deck still ain't finished. But there's a reason why it's not finished, so I'm not upset. But then I want to talk about bumper stickers on cars. I was out today, and I saw a bumper sticker on the car. And I'm going to put this out there. Everybody, I don't care what your opinion is. I don't care how many children you got. I don't care that your child is an honor student. But I am going to make a statement that I'm sure that you may not have thought about. If you have a hoopty, then you don't care. But if you have a car that you may possibly be trading in or even looking to sell, a bumper sticker devalues your car. And I'm going to tell you why it devalues it. Because let's say that you opt to trade your car in. Well, that dealer is going to give you less than you would normally receive because, guess what, before they can sell that car, they got to remove the damn bumper stickers because they're not going to be able to sell that car with your opinion on it because that's your opinion.
Yep.
And I can tell you, they will offer you $1,000 less than you might be able to get and not even tell you that's why they're charging you the $1,000. Because guess what? Bumper stickers don't come off easy. And if they have to do any retouching or anything, they're accounting for that.
Oh, yeah.
So I want you guys to think about that. And then second of all, I want you to think about if, let's say that you're trying to sell your car to anybody. Well, your political affiliation being theft on the back of that car, you might have a person who got the money to pay what you want, but as soon as they see that, guess what? You just lost a sale, and your car has gotten devalued. And that person possibly may not even, once they see that, might drive past and not even make it to whatever fucking appointment they had with you. And
yeah.
If these are the things that you are willing to accept, then you go on and have your opinions on there. I do magnets. But I'm saying that because I saw something today. I didn't find it offensive. I thought it kind of stupid personally. But and I won't say what it was because it's my opinion, and that person who drove that car, that was their opinion. But I can tell you that what popped in my mind, because it was a fairly nice car. What popped in my mind was that, damn, you're not trying to sell that bitch no time soon or at all, apparently. Because I definitely, if I were, and it caught my attention because I was considering buying that type of vehicle, not that particular one because that one wasn't for sale, but that type, and it just kind of put a sour taste in my mouth. I was like, damn, I need to talk about this tonight because I really don't think that people think about a bumper sticker being a selling point in a vehicle. What do you think, Greg?
100% agreed. I'm not buying a vehicle because of the fucking bumper sticker. I don't care who's on it.
Well,
My vehicle, if I'm going to put anything on the back of it, it's going to be on windows. That way I can take a razor blade to it and take it off. It's
correct.
Not going on anything painted.
And you guys are being silent because I'm doing something healthy right now. I was trying to do it before I got on air. I've been trying to eat healthier. And I didn't go get me anything to eat because I try not to cook on Sundays, especially now that I don't have my deck up. Until I could go barbecue, I really don't want to. It's getting warmer. Houses get hot as hell. So let's rephrase it. I bought yesterday some cauliflower wings, teriyaki cauliflower wings. So what I'm doing now, I'm popping a couple in my mouth while I'm talking to you guys to see if I'm actually going to like this stuff. Just because they say that you can make it into that don't mean that it should be okay. Let's just keep it clear. And I think they should have just said this was fried cauliflower instead of cauliflower wings. It doesn't taste bad because fried cauliflower, if anybody has ever had fried cauliflower, it takes on the taste of whatever sauce you put on. So cauliflower is that thing. Cauliflower is like tofu, but better. Tofu, I don't understand how people eat tofu. If it's a cauliflower, you can throw cauliflower with some chicken, and you'll think you're eating chicken. So I think that's why they said cauliflower wings kind of give you that chicken wing thing, but it's just fried cauliflower. But it's not bad. I got the teriyaki sauce on it, and it's healthier. But it don't taste like chicken.
No. I do not like cauliflower. No, no, no.
This with the batter on it wasn't bad, though. Cauliflower by itself, I'd rather eat broccoli over cauliflower.
Oh, big time.
I love broccoli. But cauliflower is supposed to be like a new alternative. Because, like, I haven't came around to eating the Impossible Burger or whatever. I'm sorry. Let me keep some real. I understand it. And for all you vegetarians out there, I'm not knocking you. But because I don't eat a lot of meat, it would probably be easy for me to go vegetarian. But don't sit here and give me a damn hamburger and tell me, oh, this tastes just like a damn Whopper. Or this tastes just like steak, or this tastes, you know what, it's going to take a lot to convince me that something tastes like steak when I know what a damn prime rib tastes like, okay?
Yeah.
and I understand that there are things that you could do, but after all that processing, I might have to just give me a damn steak if I want to taste the steak. That's just the way I feel. Who actually make this stuff and, you know, who swear by it, and I'm not mad at them, but I can tell you, if I got to go through all that shit to get the taste of steak, I'm going to just buy me a damn steak. And considering that steak is healthier than some of that stuff, because think about it, if you got to process all this stuff together to get the taste of something that you normally eat, how healthy is it really? I'm just asking. Because that's my check. Real vegetarians ain't trying to make steak and hamburgers and hot dogs. Okay? I'm just saying. Maybe it's me. So, you guys won't hear me talking about, I just had me a vegetarian steak. Nope, what you will hear me say is I had a goddamn porterhouse or a T-bone. I will let Bird's Eye continue to call these cauliflower wings. You know, it's really fly cauliflower. I'm not upset about it, so let's get that clear. I'm just trying to eat healthier. What I really wanted today was some prime rib, but I was too lazy to leave my house again. But I had food in my freezer, so I did the best thing. I ate out of my fridge, which is not a bad thing to do. But what else do I want to talk about? Oh, and Greg, I thought about you this weekend. And I thought about you and barbecuing. I thought about you and barbecuing because, you know, we've been talking about food a lot lately. And I was like, damn, great. Oh, did not send me his address? And I was like, I'll get it.
No, I have not sent an address.
No, you didn't send me your address because, remember, we were. No, I said you did not send me your address because we were talking about that. And I said, that's why I thought about you because I was, the website popped up again and I was looking on it. I was like, oh, shit. And then I was like, well, fuck it. I'm just going to go to the store. And, oh, I do want to say this. People, just because there is no longer a mask-wearing mandate, please use some common sense. As I say, use the common sense that the good Lord gave you. And if you are not vaccinated, don't think about what other people are doing. Think about yourself and if you want to get sick. I am vaccinated. I am fully vaccinated. And I will tell you that the few places I've gone since they said we don't have to wear masks, guess what? I'm still wearing masks.
Yep.
So I'm not, and I'm not comfortable not wearing my mask. Anybody who's listened to this show has known that prior to the lockdown, I was wearing masks when I was flying anyway. So I will continue to wear masks on a plane. I'm just going to be honest. And I will probably wear more now than I used to only because of COVID. But use your common sense. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, well, guess what? We ain't got to wear no mask no more. We ain't going to worry about it. Because you know what? I don't wish nobody to die. And maybe instead of making it political, maybe people need to say life and death. Do you want to live or do you want to die? Just, if you put the choices out there, maybe that's a little easier. What do you think, Greg?
Oh, I agree. I have not been vaccinated yet, but I still wear my mask. As soon as I can get vaccinated, it will be coming off. But my company is a mandatory you wear a mask at work. So,
and
wear a mask. But I go to the doctor tomorrow to get my lab results. So if he can give me a COVID shot, I'm going to get it.
And that's the beauty of it. But like I said, I'm not sitting here, you know, I think that for these people who have said, oh, you're a damn Democrat, so that's why you're wearing a mask. Oh, you must not be wearing a mask because you're a Republican.
Right.
How about we go back to... There are people who are anti-vaxxers. And these people don't have a political, I'm not going to say they don't have a political affiliation because that would be incorrect. But anti-vaxxers are not one political party over another. They are just anti-vaxxers for different reasons. I was at the beauty supply during COVID, and I can tell you that there was a woman in there. She actually worked at the beauty supply that I went to. And this was before the vaccine came out. And this woman was talking about, I don't give a shit if they come out with the vaccine. I'm not getting it. My kids ain't getting it because I know that vaccines cause this and vaccines cause that. And they can't tell me this. And you know what? I finally walked away. Not because I thought that woman was wrong. It's just that I didn't agree with her. But this is a woman who, she's the person I see all the time. She works at that store. And that's one discussion that I would not have been having. I felt that it was an inappropriate discussion we have in the workplace, considering she was talking to a customer. But that's their company. You know, if their company allows that and nobody says anything, who am I to say anything? But knowing her opinion, I will be standing farther away from her, if that makes sense. Because knowing that she's an anti-vaxxer and hearing her reasoning for not vaccinating, it had nothing to do with politics. I listened to this woman. She didn't bring up politics at all. She brought up all these things that they have said the vaccine caused, which some have not, a lot of stuff has not been proven about vaccines. And I'm talking about the childhood immunizations that we give our children. So hearing that, in my mind, I'm like, okay, now I know that she's going to be that individual that is going to continue to work without a vaccine. So when they dropped it, when they completely dropped the mask mandate, if her company does not have a mandate in place saying that they have to wear masks, I will know that when I see her in the store, I will be wearing my mask for my own safety. And that's just the way I feel. But am I going to sit here and say, oh, she's got to be a Republican? No. I don't know what her political affiliation is. I don't think. I mean, I don't know what she is, but I can tell you that listening to her, I know that politics had nothing to do with what she was saying. Because she said her children aren't vaccinated because of all of that.
Yep.
And I know this woman has children who are teenagers. So this is way before COVID. So I just think we need to start giving people the option, live or die. I understand that we live in the United States of America and there are things that we don't want the government to be involved with. But I do think that there comes a time and a place, you know, where the government needs to intervene. And when you're talking about the safety and welfare of people, I think there needs to be some type of intervention.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. I want somebody to show me in the Bible where it says not to get a damn vaccine. Because most people who don't get vaccines use it, they will find a religion that quote-unquote says don't vaccinate. Well, I want to know where the hell in Catholicism does it say not to vaccinate. Where does it say in Christianity not to vaccinate? Where does it say in Judaism not to vaccinate? Where does it say in Islam not to vaccinate? So I think that religious freedom is a good thing, but I think that when you're talking about the health and safety of individuals, I don't think religion should be thrown up in there. Because I don't know where it says, and again, I'm not a theologian, but anybody asks, I'm not a theologian. But somebody tell me, where does it say in Seventh-day Adventists not to vaccinate? The Mormons not to vaccinate? Somebody tell me where it says, specifically in the Bible. I don't want to hear paraphrasing. I want to hear specifically in what part of the Bible does it say, do not vaccinate your children.
Yeah, I don't think it says it in there.
But yet and still, we're giving people religious exemptions for vaccinations, something that can kill other people. So I'm going to bring on Randy. That's just my opinion, you know. But I also want to hear everybody's opinion on that because I know that everybody has different opinions. And, you know, this is... I would like to know. Hey, Randy.
Hey, beautiful. How you doing?
I'm all right. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm just resting at home. A little cloudy outside. Did rain a little earlier. Almost got caught in it. But other than that, I'm doing well.
I've been in the house all day long, other than when I went to go shopping a little bit. But other than that, I've been in the house all day. It's been just the right temperature. It rained earlier. It got warm, but it didn't get so warm where I had to cut the AC on. I was able to open up the window and run a fan, and it got comfortable. That's the way I like it. So... what
do
you think about the conversation, Randy?
I think it's very, very interesting. I went to church today for the first time since last year. And most people were social distance and no masks because they're fully vaccinated and stuff. And you're right, I don't see anything in the church, in the Bible, saying about not vaccinated. I don't think it's no such thing. I never seen it. My grandmother never taught it. I mean, she makes me read the Bible. And I don't see it.
Randy,
I'm sorry?
Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, Randy, I see that you had a very explosive day yesterday up in Baltimore.
Oh, really?
Were you close enough to that? Yeah, were you close enough to that?
I should hope not.
It was a gas line that exploded. Workers working on it?
Uh-huh. Oh, shit, yep. I didn't know about that.
Yep, it was up there in Baltimore. I was like, oh, I'm going to have to ask Randy about that tomorrow.
I might see it on the news. Actually, I tried to avoid the news, but I just want to watch the news just for fun. Yeah, I may have heard about that.
I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah. Nobody was hurt, but, yeah, there was a...
Good.
They were digging...
That's good. I'm glad no one was hurt.
Explosion. Yep.
What's going on in this world? I mean, what the hell's going on in this? People get explosions and all that. I feel like we're in a third world country or something. Like Gaza or Israel or whatever that was. I mean, what the hell's going on in this world? Oh my goodness!
The Middle East has been in turmoil for more than two decades.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a thing. What is this? World War III? We already did. World War III with all these explosions and stuff. Greg, I would have to Google that information you just gave me about that explosion. Well, I just have to find out where and if it's near me. If it's near me, I would have known about that.
Yeah,
I would have to Google that. Was it in the city or in the burbs?
They just said Baltimore.
Oh, okay, that's city, yeah. That's it. It couldn't be in the burbs.
Yeah.
Could not be in the burbs.
Well, that's like, you know, a lot of people, it's like, oh, it happened up in Chicago, and it's like, okay, I know Chicago because it's huge. Now, are you talking suburbs?
Yeah.
Okay. Same way with New York. You know, you got New York City, and then you got all the boroughs. Well,
mm-hmm.
We're at in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Are you outside Long Island? You know, where?
Brooklyn,
the Bronx.
Harlem.
Manhattan.
Where?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Man, same thing with Detroit. You know, you got a bunch of suburbs, and the way it's laid out, it's like, okay, were you closer this way or over here? Or were you up north?
Anytime I hear something happen in Detroit on the news, I love how the national media says, oh, this happened in Detroit. And then when people call you and say, yeah, what's going on with Detroit? And they tell you what happened, you're
yeah.
like, oh, that shit happened in the damn burbs. That wasn't in Detroit. The media...
Yep.
I'm going to tell you, the only time the media will specify exactly what happened what you said is that now, if there's a kidnapping of a white little girl, I said specifically a white little girl, they will say specifically where she was kidnapped from. And if a black person is killed, those are the two times they will tell you exactly where it happened at. Other than that, it can be a car chase. I don't care if the person is black or white. It can be a car chase. They will sit there and say the car chase was in Detroit. And you'd be like, where at? And then you hear that it's fucking two or three cities away from Detroit. But it ends, but what they don't tell you is that it started in another city and it might have ended in Detroit. But the car chase wasn't in Detroit. The car chase actually started someplace else. Now, they won't mention specifically what race that person was in a car chase. But I can tell you the two things that the national media will do. If a white girl is kidnapped, they will specify where she was kidnapped from. And, yes, I want everybody to understand, I said white girl. Because when a black girl is kidnapped, they don't say shit unless the parents push for it to go on national news. A white child can be kidnapped, and I'm telling you that depending on her affluent financial status in the community, she will be on national news.
It'll be all over the news. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All over.
If a black man is killed by the police, it will be all over the news. But a car chase, they will not get specific. Gas line explosion, they won't be specific. Locally, they're specific. But nationally, oh, this just happened in Detroit. This just happened in Baltimore. This just happened in Oklahoma City. And you'd be like, well, where are the Oklahoma City? And come to find out it actually happened in fucking Norman. But that's not Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or they'll say, oh, it happened in Dallas. And you say, where are they in Dallas? And come to find out it actually happened in Arlington. You know,
Or North Richland Hills. It's like, that ain't fucking Dallas.
So, the national news will make something worse than it actually is because they want to tell the specific location unless there are two things involved. White child being kidnapped and black man being killed by the police. They are very specific at that particular point in time. Aside from that, there is no details. There is generalizations. Baltimore, D.C., New York, Chicago, Philadelphia, Cleveland, Cincinnati.
Yeah.
You don't never hear shit about Akron. Akron is like 60 miles away from Cleveland, but I'll rest assured, when something happens in Akron, people in Ohio know it's Akron, but depending on where it happened at and the nature of it, it's either going to be Cleveland or it's going to be Cincinnati or Columbus.
Yep.
They won't even tell you fucking Dayton, which is a big-ass city. Ohio has a lot of huge fucking cities. Like, Michigan has a whole lot of huge fucking cities. But you don't never hear about the other huge cities. All you ever hear about is Detroit. Guess what? I think Grand Rapids has more people than fucking Detroit. I kid you not. I might be wrong, but Grand Rapids is a big-ass city. And the only reason why people know about Flint, Michigan is because of the fucking previous governor and his jackass move of changing the water supply without doing the fucking pipes, even though the jackass was told not to do that without changing out them fucking pipes and everything. But that's only why people know about Flint, because outside of Michigan, then nobody know about Flint, because see, here in Michigan, we call them the Flintstones. We have nicknames for our city here. I'm serious. I'm sure that in other states they have nicknames for cities also. But, like, here we've got, like, I live near the city of Taylor. We call that Taylor Puffy. We call Flint the Flintstones. We call Saginaw Saginansky. So we have nicknames for some, not all of the cities, but some of the cities we have, you know, they say, oh, I'm from Saginaw. Oh, you're from Saginansky. I'm from Taylor. Oh, you from Taylor, Tucky. I'm from Taylor. Oh, you a Flintstone. You know, and those are the nicknames. So when we hear shit go wrong, you know, I don't know what the hell they call Grand Rapids other than another Black Haven. You know, I don't know. I take that back. Grand Rapids is the home of Gerald Ford. You know, that person that got thrown in office because the other one resigned.
Yeah. Next.
I mean, yeah, but I'm saying, like, now I'm going to tell you, if you want to see where the best damn expressways are in Michigan, go to fucking Grand Rapids. They fucking highway and expressways. You'll be like, damn, is this Michigan? I mean, first of all, they have their own fucking big-ass airport, the Gerald Ford International Airport. Most people don't talk about it, but they got an airport. That's where the Gerald Ford Museum is. And their freeways are nice, but people don't talk about it. You know why? Because it's fucking Grand Rapids. But it's not a small fucking city. And I can tell you, as a person who has only been to Grand Rapids like twice, I probably could live there. And I say probably could. I mean, I don't. I don't even know anybody who lives in Grand Rapids. I'm being honest. But their freeways are nice. I know people drive from Grand Rapids to Detroit to fly out because the flights out of Grand Rapids are shitty. I mean, I'm serious. People will either drive to Chicago or drive to Detroit to fly out, even though they have a big-ass airport. The deck progress is coming along, for anybody who wants to know. I feel like I'm going to do like Bill Maher. Bill Maher did how many days it took for him to get solar on his house, which was more than 2 years. I don't think it's going to be that long for my deck because they actually set the posts and everything. I'm actually having fun watching them do my deck. I didn't think I was going to be this intrigued, but I think because the company, the gentleman that's building my deck is actually explaining to me everything he's doing. And he's showing me things, you know, if there are problems or anything, he's showing me the problems and the things that have to be corrected. So I appreciate that I'm learning about structural stuff and everything that I never knew. He said stuff to me, and I've given him that deer in the head, like, look and say, hey, you know, I don't understand what the hell you just said. But I found out that whoever built my deck, guess what? They didn't set shit in concrete. None of the posts for my deck were set in concrete.
Do you have bad weather up there? Why they're not finished with it?
The gentleman, his truck broke down, and he explained to me. He was apologizing yesterday to me. He explained to me. He was like, "Listen," he was like, "the guy was supposed to come fix my truck, so they had like been coming every other day versus every day like they had said they were going to do, but he had been like getting other people to bring him to do the work." And he finally broke down and fixed his truck himself on his way to my home yesterday. His muffler fell off his truck, so he had to get that fixed. So he told me, yeah. But he explained to me that the hardest part was because he's designing. I mean, this thing is redesigned. I mean, not only are they building my deck, they designed it. So it's not just like, hey, we just going to throw some shit up there. So in order for them to do the deck, he had to design it. And he said his employees, which anybody who's ever been a boss knows that this is the truth. Some motherfuckers don't want to work unless you're standing over their back. And he said that he had to get everything set up right so that his crew could come out and just follow what he had already done because he was like, without him standing there, motherfuckers don't want to work where they don't show up. Believe it or not, I can believe it. I know that there are just some people who just don't work unless they're being, you know, like person with whoop over them. So this week we're supposed to have beautiful weather all week. He said by the end of the week it'll be done. But with all of the posts being set now, he said that was the hard part, was them posts being set. You know, because you just can't put a post on the ground and then start building on top of it. It has to set for a minimum of 24 hours in that concrete, even if you use Quikrete. And then they have to check to make sure after they do it, to make sure that, you know, it's still stable. So he was showing me, you know, that one post they had to put more concrete around it because it didn't set quite right. It was still wobbling a little bit, and he didn't want that. It wasn't like, hey, if a wind came, you was going to feel it. And when he cut them down, he said, I wouldn't feel, you know, it would have been okay, but he wanted to make sure that they were really solid. So all of the posts are set, and whoever built my previous deck apparently didn't know how to measure shit because it was like at an angle. Even though when I looked at it visually, it looked like it might have been, you know, a triangle, it really wasn't measured right. So that's why the fucking damn studs and stuff weren't put in right, because nobody measured it right.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been watching this man out there with levels and everything. It's like, no, they're talking about, he's down to telling them, you got to correct it even when it's a half an inch off, okay? So we're not talking about, oh, well, feet off. If it's a half, they're telling him, he's like, you got to correct that. It can't be a half an inch, you know? So I respect that because I've listened to him, you know?
Yeah.
All I can say is that when this is finished, which will be before Memorial Day weekend. Oh, by the way, we're not having a show Memorial Day weekend because bitch will be drunk. Let's put that out there. I haven't had alcohol in a while. And Cinco de Mayo, we did not drink because, for one, there was still a mask mandate, and two, the place that we normally go to did not put up their tent, which they normally do an outside tent for entertainment. They didn't do that. So since they did not do any of that, we really didn't do our Cinco de Mayo thing. So we're making up for it starting on Friday. I'm going to go off work on that Friday, and we're going to go all the way on to Memorial Day. Hell, I hope we remember to cook. But we're going to enjoy the deck. We're going to be outside. We're going to be chilling. And I need to quit saying that we're going to be drunk because I doubt that we'd be drunk because we really don't get drunk. We have said a drunk ain't shit a couple of times because we have literally been here only on one occasion, and I can't remember when that occasion was, but since we've been here, there was one occasion when we don't remember getting into the bed. But again, since we weren't driving nowhere, it didn't matter. But it's still fucked up when you're at home and you don't remember how you got into the bed.
Oh, I remember them days.
Let me ask you both something. Is the governors in either your states, in Michigan and Oklahoma, lifted mask mandate in your state?
The mask mandate in the state of Michigan is lifted for people who are fully vaccinated. If you are not fully vaccinated, they are saying that they still want you to wear masks. The state of Michigan is following the CDC guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
We were supposed to go to full mask, like at 70%. There is, like, based on our vaccinations. But because the CDC did that stuff this week, but the state, because it doesn't make sense for the state to say, fuck y'all don't know what y'all talking about, when the state of Michigan was being based on vaccinations. So we had just reached 55%, I want to say like a week or so ago. So at 55%, 2 weeks after 55%, you can go back to in-person work. So people are allowed to go back in their offices. I think they said the 21st or 22nd of May. Because it's 2 weeks after they declared the 55% that you're able to go back into the office. Then it was 60%. It was something else. But we still have limits in place. Even though the mask mandates have been lifted, the businesses are allowed to say you still have to wear a mask. So, like,
of course,
Meijer Thrifty Acres here in Michigan says you have to wear a mask. Costco still says you have to wear a mask, I believe. I would have to recheck.
They're supposed to lift that tomorrow. Costco is one of those places supposed to be lifted tomorrow. So Walmart. And
Yep.
But there's
so
some
don't have to wear a mask.
They're not going to lift it.
They're not going to lift it? Gee, it must be lying.
Well, like I said, there. No, I said there are some places. I didn't say Costco. I can't. I know this past weekend we were still wearing masks in Costco. But I can tell you Meijer Thrifty Acres, which is Michigan-based and there in a couple of other states, they are not lifting the mask mandate. You will still wear a mask when you go into their stores. Now, if Costco has lifted their mask mandate, that's fine. I could care less.
I don't even go to Costco. I
do.
I've never set foot in one. And we've got one
Costco
here. One day I will.
Costco gets my money on a regular. I'm telling you, Costco is the fucking devil. But Costco has the best dog food. Costco's dog food is rated like some of the best dog food around for the quality of their ingredients and everything. And because I've been buying Costco dog food for over 10 years, and I found out when I started, you could just tell the way dogs act different when they eat Costco dog food. You go get that damn shit from the grocery store, like the Alpo, you could just tell the difference. So their stuff is tested and tested. You know when they were doing the recall on the dog food, the reason why Costco's dog food was not part of the recall is because they already do that type of testing and everything to ensure that nothing is in there that's going to kill an animal, a dog or anything.
Yeah.
And their dog food is rated like some of the best in the country and the best quality for animals. So that's where I get my dog food from. And then I get my trash bags from there because since I supply trash bags from my house and my daughter's house, it takes us about 6 months to a year to go through a thing of trash bags because neither one of us has a ton of trash. But I would rather pay $11.99 for a pack of 200 trash bags than to go to fucking grocery store and pay $7 or $6 for 50 or 35 or whatever that is. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I get 200 and I get two or three times as much. So, and I get my biotin from there. I get a lot of stuff from there. But Costco is the devil for me. I just spent, we won't say what dollar amount up in there yesterday.
Now, Oklahoma
I went up in
City.
There strictly for dog food. I left out one more than I planned.
And see, Oklahoma City, we do have at least one Costco. It's up on the north side, up where I work, but I just don't go up there unless it's work. Since it's, you know, 30 miles away.
Now I'm gonna ask you something. Where you work at, are the homes a little nicer in that area and the people appear to make a little bit more money?
We are on the south side of Edmond. And Edmond has generally been known as a upper scale, but you still have low income families up there in Edmond.
But that's why
Costco
is there. Their Costco is in that location because of the income.
Yes.
And this is something that I know about Costco. I have talked to Costco about that because of where I live at. And I have to go. It takes me 20, 25 minutes to get to Costco. There's two Costcos in one city, and they're like 15 miles from each other. But I shop at both of them. But But Costco only puts their locations where the median household income is above $70,000.
Right.
Well, I had a conversation with them because I was like, listen, y'all need to put it down where I'm at. Can we get one closer to me? And the only way they would do it is that if they could find, and I even told them, I was like, listen, I know you won't put it in my city because I checked out the median household income in my city. Median household in my city is, I think they said $50,000, which is $20,000 below the Costco threshold. But 10 minutes away from me, the median household income is about $80,000. And I'm like, can't y'all put one there?
No shit.
So I think, but they have to have the, they have to have, when they do a Costco, it just can't be thrown up. They have to have so much property available for them to do a Costco. I mean, they have a whole lot of schematics that they work with when they do a Costco. It's not just the building size. It's how much, you know, they have allocated out how much parking they want and everything, you know, because they have their service center and everything there. So you can't say, well, you can put it in this city because guess what? It ain't that easy if the property ain't available. And they have to look at the zoning.
Yeah.
It's just like fucking Lifetime Fitness. But I have a BJ's near me. And I have a BJ's membership. I'm not a big fan of BJ's. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you what BJ's is good for right now for me. Gas. Their gas is
What are you paying per gallon right now, Pete?
I think it was $2.89 when I looked.
Okay,
yeah,
I filled up tonight at $2.75.
I know we're below $3. We're not like the East Coast where them motherfuckers lost their mind.
Yeah, $4 or $5 sometimes.
We haven't broke three.
You haven't broke three? You're lucky. You're lucky. You people are lucky souls. I mean.
But BJ's has the cheapest gas where I live at. And I do have a membership because, like, I was swinging and get gas. And, like, me and my girlfriend, we went shopping a couple of weeks ago. And she has a BJ's membership. I love my friend, but sometimes she showed that there's some blonde in there somewhere. I know there's some blonde in there. She's like, we go to BJ's to get gas before we go running around. And I was like, you got your card? I got to have my fucking card. I'm like, yeah. I was like, you want to just use mine? She's like, yeah. So I have my BJ's card on my phone. So I flip. I was like, here, just have them scan it. She was like, okay. She was like, damn. I was like, what, you thought you was just going to pull up and get gas, like, in your goddamn body? I love my friends. Like I said, sometimes I'd be wondering where if that blonde is in there. But we got gas at BJ's. That's what I like about BJ's. They don't, like, I've had their, and BJ's, Sam's Club, Costco, they all have bakeries. When the BJ's by me first opened, they were giving out free big cookies. I wasn't impressed. And maybe because I'm going through this phase, but it just seems like the quality of some of their food, their name brand, the one that's supposed to be their specific brand, I want to say Western Farms is their store brand. Their store brand seems to be of a lesser quality than, like, Sam's Club brand and Kirkland brand, which is through Costco. It just seems to be a lesser quality than Wesley Farms brand. So I was like, I can't see me buying the Wesley Farms. Some of their stuff, just because the quality of it is not at the standard I'm accustomed to for a store brand. Like, I go to Kroger, and I get Kroger brand all the time. Speaking of that, not Kroger in particular, I'm going to say this to you fucking restaurant owners. Don't toss me a fucking handful of goddamn ketchup in my goddamn bag if you ain't giving me fucking Heinz ketchup in a damn pack. Who the fuck want a handful of goddamn, I don't know what the hell brand ketchup this is? I'm so sick of fucking restaurants giving me that fucking damn GFS tax and motherfucking ketchup. Okay, this ain't the damn family barbecue. I don't want ketchup like that.
Yep.
I want packs. If you're going to give me ketchup, give me packs of Heinz. Okay?
Yep.
Because I take that shit and throw it in the trash. I really do. I'm just being honest. I mean, you go to a restaurant and they give you fucking packs of ketchup and you look at that shit, you be like, really? I mean, you can't even fucking, okay, Heinz is a bit much. You can fucking do Hunt. All ketchup is not the same.
Right.
No.
We just had this conversation on this show a few weeks ago about fucking steak sauce. I'm letting y'all know all ketchup is not the same. Why the fuck do you think when you go to restaurants they make sure they have a fucking bottle of Heinz there? And believe me, I can tell when they done refilled that shit with something different because Heinz is a deeper red. When that shit is bright red, that's our fucking Heinz.
Yep.
Kick in the money for some real damn ketchup, people. Water down fucking shit.
That is so true.
Give me a fucking pack of ketchup. I want real fucking ketchup. If the ketchup is red as a motherfucking tomato, it's not fucking Heinz. I don't know what the hell Heinz put in their damn ketchup, but I gotta have Heinz ketchup if you're gonna give me ketchup.
Yeah, I mean, it's a deeper red. I mean, Hunt's, I like it, but, yeah, if you look between Hunt, French's, and even the cheaper brand, they get lighter and lighter and lighter in color.
Yes, they do. The cheaper the damn ketchup, the lighter it gets.
That ain't no shit. That ain't no shit.
And they say something about Heinz use real tomatoes. I mean, you saw the commercials. We were back
but
in the
they
day
also
when we were
use
little.
Fucking real tomatoes. But the whole damn thing is that if you're going to take the time to give me a fucking ketchup pack, if you're going to, first of all, fuck if you're going to take the time. If you're going to take the time to fucking spend money on ketchup to give the people, spend quality money.
Yep.
Because what happens is that you get people like me who get that shit. I don't have a fucking damn condiment drawer at my house. When I was growing up, we used to have that. I don't have that at my home. I look at that damn ketchup pack and I toss that shit in the trash. I'm serious. It doesn't get cracked up or nothing. It gets tossed in the trash. That's that shit that you use when you're having a fucking family reunion with about 200 or 300 people, okay? That's not what you use when my bitch ass is paying you $5 or $6 for a hamburger or something at a goddamn restaurant. And you say you want ketchup and you give me this bullshit?
Yep.
I want Heinz, motherfucker. You know, I feel like, you know, I'm like Hillary Clinton, and if anybody don't know about Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton carries around a bottle of Frank's hot sauce in her purse. And if y'all think I'm joking, look it up. They talk about how she has hot sauce in her purse. And I'm telling you, there's a reason why she carries Frank's hot sauce, because see, everybody don't have hot sauce. People say they got hot sauce at their house. Like, you come to my house, I got Frank's hot sauce.
Yep.
So you ain't got to worry about what you're getting. But when people say they got hot sauce, and I'm going to give y'all a tidbit. Just because the Clintons live in New York now, that ain't where the Clintons are from. Remember, the Clintons are from Arkansas. That's from the South. That's the dirty motherfucking South. So, motherfuckers in the South eat fried chicken and hot sauce, okay? I don't understand folks up north who don't understand fried chicken and hot sauce. I'm being honest.
Because
down South, you eat fried chicken and hot sauce. That's like a marriage that's made together. Fried chicken, hot sauce, they go together.
That's it.
I tried to tell somebody up north about they. It's a Southern thing, I'm telling you. But it's the best damn thing out there. You get some fried chicken with some Frank's hot sauce. That's why fucking Hillary Clinton carries fucking hot sauce with her, because you can't have fried chicken without hot sauce.
I love Frank's hot sauce, red hot sauce. I also like Cholula. And I can have either one of them on chicken, no problem.
So, Greg, I think we just got a pause from Randy. Randy, you ain't never heard about hot sauce and fried chicken?
No, not, well, no. No, I never tried fried. I just do fried chicken. I don't do hot sauce.
Oh, man.
One fried chicken.
You got to try it.
Oh, my God.
You got to try it at least once. Now,
fried chicken and hot sauce.
That's sad. I mean, that's sad. I'm a black man. I don't even use hot sauce on fried chicken. That's sad. That's fucking sad.
No, but see, the whole thing, but see, actually, it's the difference between the South and the North. And that's why I say that this is not about being black or white. This is about South and North. Because in the North, the food in the North is more bland. I'm just going to keep it real. Food in the North is very bland. I cook like a Northerner only because I've been living here the majority of my life. But believe me, when I go down south, I know how to cook also because, see, when I go down south, I can't cook down south the way I cook up here. When I go down south and I think I'm going to cook for people, oh, I have to put my fucking foot into it. That means anybody who comes to my house, I have a cabinet full of spices. And when I say spices, I got every damn thing you could think of because in the south, it's always, you never know. And they just reach in the cabinet. Ain't no, oh, we're going to do a little bit. No. Down south, you get salt, pepper, seasoned salt. As a matter of fact, you don't cook without fucking seasoned salt. That's a damn Northern thing, not cooking without seasoned salt. Because, see, I didn't even know that you used regular salt to season, like, your flour and stuff until somebody was doing it. I thought that you always season flour with seasoned salt. I'm serious.
I always do. That's me. I'll do seasoned salt anytime.
But it's a Northern thing. The Northern food is very bland. If you go to a... Put it like this. When you go to a mom-and-pop restaurant down south and you go to a mom-and-pop restaurant up north, it's a big difference. The Northern food, you have to, they always have condiments on the table so you can season yourself. Down south, ain't no fucking condiments on the table. You know why? Because if you need more seasoning on there, believe me, they'll just bring you out the fucking damn thing from the kitchen. Being honest. Because that shit is seasoned to the hills.
Well, one of these days, I got to try hot sauce on chicken. I don't know. I mean, I just never tried it.
But it's
got to
be
cooked.
And I don't mean no KFC or no, it's got to be homemade fried chicken in a cast iron, iron skillet.
Right.
The homemade fried chicken from home is that what you got to have a hot sauce on.
Right.
And then, I mean, Kahlua, I like it. Frank's Red Hot,
I've never had
Kahlua,
but I'm going to have to try it.
Kahlua, Kahlua, they actually...
It's probably a Southern sauce.
It could be, but, man, I love that stuff. Now, the other one, I don't know how it would be Tabasco. Tabasco, I think,
Tabasco
would actually
sauce.
Be hotter.
Tabasco sauce
I think
is only good on greens.
Hotter.
Tabasco sauce is better on greens. I wouldn't do it on chicken.
Oh, no.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, greens?
Yeah.
But, we're getting ready to get your last word in, Greg.
I mean, Tabasco is good on greens, possibly eggs. I actually love it on eggs.
Definitely eggs.
But,
Tabasco on eggs is much better.
Yes, but on chicken or like a chicken fried steak, like today I had for breakfast, no, I used Cholula with the country gravy and chicken fried steak, plus hash browns and eggs. And that shit was good.
Well, we are going to end it on that, and I might give you some Cholula hot sauce. But have a great week, everybody. We will be back next week. If you want to sell your car, take the fucking bumper sticker off. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye. All right. Now, have a good week.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.